Hi.
Hi, this is Chuck Garza from the DA's office.
Yeah, Chuck, I appreciate you calling back.
No problem. Just, we've been a little bit swamped, and I get back as soon as I can.
I appreciate that.
What happened was the defendant is in domestic violence diversion.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, he's in one of the many programs that are offered, and they're back together again, and this is a kind of a common dynamics of these situations.
Right.
He's in a program offered that hopefully, and I say hopefully because we're all realists in the system to realize that sometimes it helps more often than not, it doesn't.
Right.
But if the specific program escapes me, it's what he's in right now. And I've talked to the victim, and the victim has basically moved back into him, indicating a statement that, as most victims do, there was some mitigation on her part. You know, first they tell us, not, you know, he was totally at fault, and they say, well, I was a little bit at fault. And then
right.
we get further and further down the road, you know, the statement gets worse and worse for us.
Sure.
Basically, and I've talked to her several times, really just once, but I've got to know some other conversations as well,
mm-hmm.
some other DAs. That she is, they're back together again, things are fine, he's going through a counseling program, she's participating in the counseling program.
Right.
They're both hopeful that this counseling program will alleviate the, what they view as a situational type encounter, even though it was extremely dangerous, a situational type encounter.
Sure.
And hopefully we can all hope for the best, because I can tell you we don't need any more words.
Well, I agree, and let me just say something. First of all, I wasn't trying to interfere with
No one thought that.
Okay, let me just say this. The only reason why I got involved is because I got two phone calls. One was from her. About a month after the incident, where she was more or less trying to discredit what I said that night.
Oh.
And you see, and I don't think that was true because the police officer wouldn't have arrested him based on what I said.
Oh, yeah.
She agreed upon what I said,
yeah,
you
no,
see,
no, no.
at that night. And she was just trying to lighten everything up.
Yeah.
And the second reason was because I had their attorney call me last Friday. And I thought to myself, this is getting kind of bizarre. I wonder what's going on. Are they trying to discredit me?
Oh, no, no.
All I'm trying to tell you is that I was kind of frustrated with what I heard there yesterday because I thought, wow. I saw a lady being abused, and I ran a third of a mile down the road trying to help her.
No, it wasn't that way at all. It was just sometimes defense attorneys will check on the on witness statements and so forth.
Sure.
This was just a case where, you know, they were doing their homework from a defense standpoint, and I'm sure when, you know, she tried to cut as many favorable avenues to herself as possible.
Like sure.
Saying it didn't happen, then saying, you know, it's not that bad, Rebecca, and then that's where you come into the picture. No, you didn't. You know, hopefully the counseling program will resolve everybody the responsibility of any future conduct.
Well, I know there's two sides to every story, and I don't know.
Three,
yeah.
I say that.
Oh yeah. Well, like I said, I appreciate you calling me back, and I didn't want to get involved, but like I said, they got me involved. They made two phone calls to me.
No, that's fine.
One was
you
trying.
You were interfering yesterday. It's just that courtroom runs a little bit loose because we have down times, and you know they were, the judge, as you can tell, was just talking, and it was no big deal, but then the bail kind of, he's the law and order man. He just said, okay, you know, court's in session, back on the record and stuff like that.
Sure, I realize that. There's an orderly fashion going on down there, and
yeah,
I wasn't trying.
We do those things sometimes. You know, we try to communicate and have people have an understanding because that goes much better that way.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, I appreciate you calling back, Chuck.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.